the most romantic spots in the world, the Empire State Building's famed observation deck. It's been immortalized in movies like An Affair to Remember and Sleepless in Seattle, and has come to symbolize the perfect rendezvous for lovers.
Oh, look at them, Bernie. That's wonderful. Why can't you be like that?
Oh, jeez.
The mess out there, they got limos backing up traffic all over town. Evidently, it's tour the ghetto day for our presidential candidates. What a joke. I mean, the two whitest guys in the world all of a sudden are speaking Yiddish, salsa dancing, and keeping it real with their homies. Oh, Lord, give me some coffee there, will you, Reg?
You okay?
No, I'm pissed as hell. Haven't you been listening to what I've been talking about?
Should I have been? I was talking about what happened between you and Liz. I know how hard breakups can be.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You know, she got a better job in Chicago. I'll be fine.
Come on, Reg. Leave him alone. He'll bounce back. Although, what are the chances of him finding a woman like Liz ever again?
Yeah, given his age, attitude, and lack of social skills.
And don't forget he's cheap. Really cheap.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both. The healing is finally beginning.
Morning, troops. Hey, Bones. I heard the redhead dumped you. So what was the problem? Money? Kids? Your friends weren't good enough? Well, let's skip at that one.
Yeah, look, short and shiny, if I tell you what happened, will you promise to go away?
No can do. If I promise you I'll go away, then I gotta promise everybody.
All right, look, it's gonna be difficult, but turns out Liz is married.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, they've been split up for a while, but he came back in the picture. She was torn between us, but I realized that they belonged together, so I made her get on that plane, even though it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
That's beautiful. They should make it into a movie.
It is a movie. It's called Casablanca.
Oh, I see. Bob opens his heart, tries to show his concern, and all you can do is blow him off?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, Bob has a lot of pain in his life he doesn't like to talk about. When I was a kid, this friend of mine died.
Well, I'm sorry.
And this other friend and I had to carry him around the beach to make people think he was still alive.
That didn't happen to you. That's that stupid movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
How's it feel?
Linda, do me a favor. Will you hold my next patient for a few minutes? I got a call I want to return.
I guess you're glad to be busy. Takes your mind off your breakup with Liz, huh?
Oh, you too, Linda. I'm fine.
Come on, Dr. Becker. I know you better than that.
No, you don't.
You're right, I don't. But I know how I feel when I break up with someone. And even though you're a world-weary middle-aged man and I'm a young, attractive woman, we're not that different. Because I believe that we share the same heart. Not like Siamese twins or anything, but like one really big heart that belongs to all of us. So my pain is your pain and your pain is my pain.
You know, keep it up, Linda. And there's going to be enough pain for everyone in this room.
Do you believe him? He's so closed off.
Linda, you should know by now that Dr. Becker is a very private man. And the best thing we can do is respect that and leave him alone.
All right, what's going on? You haven't said a damn thing all day about Liz. I know you're upset.
No, I'm not upset.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am now.
You know what I'm talking about. You always do this. You keep all your feelings bottled up inside, and then you take it out on me. Well, either cry on the shoulder now or knock off the I'm fine crap.
You're right. I am in denial. You know what, the truth? It's not because I'm in love with Liz. It's because I'm in love with you, Margaret.
Oh, see, now you're just creeping me out.
Want to get rid of a woman? Just tell her you care.
I did? You're kidding. Thank you so much. I got an A in my psych class.
Oh, hi.
If I keep this up, I'll have my degree in no time.
Congratulations.
And then you'll all be coming to me for counseling.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't believe it. A year ago, I had no direction in my life, and now I know where I'm going. This is so exciting. Oh, I've got to celebrate. I want to do something totally different.
Bob is different.
Not that different. I know. I'm going to go into the city and have some fun.
That sounds like fun. Can I come with you?
Sure. Margaret, you want to come too? We'll make it a girls' night out.
Oh, thank you, Reggie, but I can't. Lewis would be lost if I didn't go home and make his dinner.
What are you, his mother?
No, I'm not his mother. He just gets upset when I'm not there. He gets hungry, he throws a tantrum. Good Lord, I am his mother. Let's go.
Hey, throw a burger on for me, will you, Reg? I'm starved.
Sorry, Becker. I got an A in my psych class, so Linda, Margaret, and I are going to go out and celebrate.
Oh, Margaret, wait a minute. Don't you have to fix Lewis dinner?
Oh, that's it. I'm staying out all night.
Jake, close up for me, will you?
You got it.
Jake, you want to go have something to eat?
Sorry, I've got a date.
Hey, Bob's got no plans for the evening. You want to hang?
You hang, I'll kick out the chair. It's Becker on Caden Avenue. Where's my food? No, it's been 45 minutes. You know, it's more than enough time to put in all that MSG you guys say you don't use. Hey, yeah, I don't speak Chinese, but I know what that means. Finally.
Moron.
Hi, I live in the building. I heard you're a doctor. I cut my hand. Do you think I need to go to the emergency room?
Come on in. Let me take a look. Oh, you know something? It's not that bad. Come on over here and I'll clean it up for you and put a bandage on.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you around the building. What apartment are you in?
4C.
Really? Oh, so the hooker moved out?
No.
Really? You don't look like a...
I clean up real well.
Let me take a look here. How'd you do this?
Cutting a bagel.
You mean like in cutting a bagel?
Yeah, like cutting a bagel.
I thought maybe that was an expression you used for...
I'm Anita, by the way, and you are?
John.
That'll be easy to remember.
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm coming. It's about time. This is gonna hurt your tip, you know.
You never tip. What are you gonna do, make me pay you?
Shut up and give me the food, will you?
A small order tonight. Liz not coming over?
No, Liz and I aren't seeing each other anymore. And before you say anything, I'm fine with that.
Okay, well, if you get lonely, there's always Anita in 4C.
Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, hi, Anita. Boy, you're the master at takeout.
At that city. This is so cool.
This is so high. You didn't tell me it was this high?
You know, sometimes they build these buildings so they sway in the wind. If you close your eyes, you can feel it moving back and forth. Back and forth.
Linda, did you like dinner? Do you want to see it again?
I was born and raised in New York, and I've never been to the top of the Empire State Building.
Really? I was conceived up here. Well, actually, it was in the elevator.
Your parents did it in the elevator?
Well, they weren't going to do it on the stairs. They're not animals.
Margaret, you have to come over here and look.
I don't have to do anything but stay black and pay taxes.
Margaret, relax. This building has been standing for 70 years. Nothing is going to happen.
Okay.
Unless that wind picks up and carries you right over the side.
You know what? I gotta go. Thanks for a lovely night. Congratulations, Reggie. Get out of my way!
So this is what it's like to look down on New York. All those people rushing around, living their lives.
Speaking of lives, is there any chance we're gonna have one and go to a club?
Do you have someplace to go, Linda?
I've got like 8 places to go.
Then go.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to run out on you. Well, I do, but I don't want you to feel like I'm running out on you.
No, really, it's okay. I mean, if you don't want to stay, I don't want to be the one to stop you. Hi.
Waiting for somebody?
No, I was with some friends, but they left, so I'm by myself. Alone. I got an A on my test.
So, anyway, I figure if I'm okay with what I do, that's all that really matters. I mean, every once in a while I run across a guy who's really smarmy and sleazy, so I just tell him I'm a sales girl at Bloomingdale's.
I wish I could do that in my profession.
You know, you don't exactly seem like much of a people person. Why did you become a doctor?
Well, I always loved science. You know what they say, find something you're good at and get paid for it.
I know what you mean.
Hey, Jake, what are you doing here?
Well, I felt bad about you being alone, so I thought we'd break into a nice bottle of scotch.
You got stood up, didn't you?
All right, I didn't want to be alone.
Well, you can come in, but I'm not alone.
Liz came back. That's great. You guys worked things out.
It's not Liz. This is Anita.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Anita lives upstairs, 4C.
4C? Mm-hmm. Oh, so that hooker moved out.
No.
Oh. Well, I don't want to interrupt the healing process. See ya.
Jake, that's not what...
Sorry about that.
No problem. So who's Liz?
Well, actually, we were seeing each other. We just broke up.
Oh, that's too bad. Was it serious?
Obviously not. She moved to Chicago.
Are you okay with it?
Isn't your food getting cold?
In other words, shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
Close enough.
My fault. I've always been too curious about people. I guess that's why I was a psych major in college.
You were a psych major?
Yeah, but what are you going to do with a psych degree? So, 4 years of college, and here I am. Good news is I paid off my loans real fast.
All those lights down there. Makes you wonder if your light went out, if anyone would know. Or even care.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Because you remind me of a woman who was up here a few months ago.
Really? You remember everyone who comes up here?
Well, not everybody, but she was special.
Really?
Yeah, she's the reason we've got the new bars here.
No, really, I'm okay.
Yeah, well, sorry if I'm butting in, but I tend to be curious about people. I have a degree in psychology.
You have a psych degree?
Oh, I know there's not much you can do with it. Looking back now, it was a colossal waste of time. Oh, hey, you don't look so good.
I can't seem to catch my breath. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm going to faint.
Right, here, let me help you. We'll get you downstairs.
Huh? No, I don't want to move.
Oh.
I can't move.
Okay. Ma'am, everything's gonna be okay.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do? Anyone I can call? My old psych professor really knows his stuff.
He's a waiter at the Carnegie Deli.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I find this fascinating. I haven't spent much time with someone in your line of work before.
Oh, so you're one of those guys who's never paid for it.
Oh. No, believe me, I've paid for it. I've been married twice. I'm still paying for it.
Hey, Doc. Geez. I know you said you wanted to be alone, but I thought I'd bring you something to help John Yosaros.
Tomato juice?
Yeah. You got vodka? Whoa. You with someone new already? Boy, you doctors can't keep the stethoscope in the bag, can you? Hi. I'm Bob. And who are you?
Anita. I'm a sales girl at Bloomingdale's.
You're kidding me. Where is she? No, I'll be right there. Yeah. Look, sorry, I gotta go. I'll be back as soon as I can. Don't steal anything.
I would never do that.
No, he was talking to me.
Wait a minute. You know, you call me. I shouldn't have had to pay $7 to get up here.
And once you're up here, how do we know you're not gonna look?
Oh, crying out. Hey, Reg. Take it easy. All right, take it easy. I'm here. Take some deep breaths, all right? Just relax. What happened?
Huh? I don't know. Margaret, Linda, and I were having a lot of fun, and we came up here because I was feeling so good and I wanted to see the whole city, and Margaret couldn't take it, the big baby. And then Linda ran off, and then I was talking to him, and I suddenly couldn't breathe.
You know what? I think you're just having a panic attack, that's all.
That's what I thought. There are 10 symptoms. Shortness of breath, sweaty palms.
I know, it was on my exam. I got an A.
Let us just have a moment here, will you? Well, something brought this on. What do you think it was?
I told you, I don't know. I was just looking out there and suddenly I started thinking about what a waste my life is, and then this feeling overwhelmed me.
Well, now you had a pretty good day, didn't you? I mean, you got an A on that exam.
Oh, well, so what? Even if I get my degree, what am I gonna do with it? Work as a guard up here?
Hey, I'm lucky to have this job.
You know something? I met a woman tonight who has a degree in psychology, and she does very well for herself.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what does she do?
Well, she makes people feel better.
But it's gonna take me forever to get my degree.
And even then, you gotta go to grad school for the PhD. That's 4+ years right there. Then you start a practice, you gotta build it.
Don't you have anything else you can do? You know, like stand over there?
Nothing ever happens over there.
Then stand over there. Hey, come on. You can't stay up here all night hugging a telescope.
Why not? I mean, what's down there for me? Oh, God, I don't even have a...
What, future, career, boyfriend?
I was gonna say Kleenex. I'm just gonna spend the rest of my life working in the diner till I get old and die.
Oh, come on. Look, you got your whole life ahead of you.
And how could you understand? You're a doctor. You're doing great.
Oh, yeah, great, right, please. I've been married twice, both failures. I couldn't even keep Liz in my life, and a woman who I have everything in common with. I mean, what does that say about me?
I guess it means you need to change.
Well, short of that.
So you really do miss Liz?
Yes, I miss Liz, of course I do. Well, there, I said it. You happy? I mean, is that what everybody's been waiting to hear all day?
Oh, no, Becker, it's not that. It's just nice to know you have real feelings.
A lot of good they're doing me. I mean, you said it yourself. I'm not exactly easy to take, you know?
Oh, come on. You're not bad looking, and you're smart, and you're not that horrible if you just shut up once in a while.
Well, it's true. I've always been a catch. See, you know something? You're good at talking to people. If you could just get out of your own way, I bet you'd make a pretty good psychologist.
You're just saying that to get me down from here.
Reg, I'm really cold.
I'm not ready. I feel better right here.
You know what? Give me your hand. Come on. You'll be all right. Come on.
Here we go.
Oh.
What? What?
Becker, I could really use
a Kleenex, I know. I'm sorry. I don't seem to have one here.
No. A hug.
Oh. Here now. There are people here, Reg.
Look, Becker. If my father were alive, I'd hug him. If I had a boyfriend, I'd hug him. But right now, it's either you or that guard.
And here's one of the most romantic spots in the world, the Empire State Building's famed observation deck. It's been immortalized in movies like An Affair to Remember and Sleepless in Seattle, and has come to symbolize the perfect rendezvous for lovers.
Oh, look at them, Bernie. That's wonderful. Why can't you be like that?
Oh, gee.